Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. In this new year, let's think about those less fortunate, many in poor countries. Yes, we can give them food, but better yet, we can give them the tools to feed their own in a more healthy way. And that's where biotechnology comes in. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. The Senate Farm Bill debate before Christmas turned into a real circus. Three votes were held to end the debate without success. Partisan accusations were flying, and I contrast that mud wrestling match with the bipartisan, efficiently managed bill that Larry Combest and Charlie Stenholm produced in the House. Senate Leader Tom Daschle and Chairman Tom Harkin simply overplayed their hand. They couldn't pass their bill because it has some very undesirable features. For example, a ban on packer ownership, restricting the ownership of livestock by large packing companies. Now, that may sound great. Would it lessen the power of big business and help give the family farmer a fair price? I say, just be warned. If it became law, the fair price might be a much lower price. If packers have to sell their livestock, the marketplace would be flooded with cattle and hogs. And what about poultry and dairy? How different are they? The amendment also would prohibit forward contracting, future contracts, and other pricing mechanisms. Now, these important tools that have helped to make American agriculture the envy of the world would be eliminated. Also, eliminating these risk management practices could have a devastating effect on the farm economy. Some senators are already showing signs of coming to their senses. Senator Larry Craig of Idaho, who voted for the packer restriction amendment, now acknowledges that he may have been too hasty. Now, we raise hogs on our farm, and I would rather not compete with Smithfield, but I also believe that if you get the government in the middle trying to write a lot of rules interfering with the marketplace, the farmer will be the loser. In a couple of weeks, the Congress will be back. I would hope that the Senate could craft a bill much more like the House bill. President Bush has already promised that the money will be there to fund a reasonable bill. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.